So today the City of Edinburgh Council has just declared a housing emergency, and I'm with the housing convener, Councillor Jane Maher. Councillor Maher, what does this mean for the council and also for the government?
Just a quick response here. I'm just so thrilled that this motion has got almost unanimous support from across all of the five parties in the council. But I'm also disheartened because it reminds me of the scale of the challenge that we've got. And what I'm confident about, especially given the contributions that various members have made today, is that together we can make a significant change. We can work together, partly as well to put pressure on the Scottish and the Westminster governments to properly fund this housing crisis.
And just to go back to what you were saying, the pressure on the council here is, as you said during the meeting, there are 5,000 homeless households who present every single night. That's that could be a household of a huge family, it could be a one person, but that's 5,000 households. That's an enormous task.
It's 5,000 households, just for accuracy, in temporary accommodation tonight. And it is an enormous task, but we know how to resolve it. It's the means to achieve that and the resources to be able to achieve that. So we know what the solutions are. We've been very successful in preventing homelessness. We've been very successful in getting people supported into accommodation so that they don't get into the revolving door where the tenancy collapses, for example. We work in very close partnership with the voluntary sector, with registered social landlords, and with the Scottish Government. And between us, we know what the solutions are.
So, now that you have declared this housing emergency...
Yes. It's the first city in Scotland. I think Argyll and Bute have declared one. But we're certainly the first city.
And so what does it mean? Are you just going with your begging bowl to the Scottish Government? Is that what it means?
No, it partly means that. And it's not a begging bowl, it's a making the case bowl. And it's saying, look, you haven't funded us properly for the last number of decades. So it definitely is making the case for fairer funding. We're not talking about disproportionate funding. We're talking about fairer funding and recognising the unique position that the Scottish capital is in relation to our housing crisis. And we have plenty of evidence to support that. We will also be taking measures to accelerate what we already do and to make a difference. I thought it was very interesting, for example, the suggestion about accelerating planning processes in the context.
Planning certainly is something which does get in the way because Edinburgh's draft city plan has not yet been approved by Scottish ministers. That's part of the problem. But even if it had been approved, there may not be enough land assigned in there for social housing.
True.
Is that the case?
Well, I'm not a planning expert. What I am pleased about in relation to this declaration of an emergency and the addenda that have come up is that we're going to be incorporating local planning much more intimately with what we're doing in relation to responses to the housing crisis. I think that's a really positive step forward.
The motion was passed by 51 votes and 9 votes were separately cast for an addendum. I spoke to the Conservative group leader, Ian White, to find out why his group had voted differently from the remainder of the council.
Yours, I believe, was the only group, political group, which didn't vote with the administration to declare a housing emergency. And I know you have a particular reason for that. Can you explain it for us?
So we added a small paragraph and added, we didn't take anything away from the administration motion, just that we were keen to highlight the fact that the rent cap is tightening up the Scottish Government's rent cap is tightening up the private rental market. And that,
what
along
do you mean
with,
by tightening up? You mean there's
less supply of housing on that market. It's not just the rent cap. It's interest rates, obviously. And it's also various things that are happening around taxation for landlords and regulation on them. And future projected regulation around making homes have a better EPC standard if they're going to be rented. And there's lots of evidence now that all of these things combined are reducing the supply of private rented housing. That obviously has a knock-on effect in people being made homeless in the first place, as landlords are allowed to repossess a home if they want to sell it. So we just wanted to highlight that. And I think the biggest thing we wanted to highlight, that while it was imposed only for a short period on registered social landlords, Harbour Housing have said it's stopping them developing. They're worried about it coming back for them, because it means that with interest rates being higher than the rent cap, they couldn't budget to build housing and know that they would be able to afford to run it going forward into the future.
So essentially what you're saying is you were actually behind the policy, which is to declare a housing emergency, except that...
Yeah, I mean, you can quibble about what an emergency means,
yes.
But there was nothing in what was being asked for that we disagreed with.
Yes.
We just feel there are more ways that we can encourage greater supply to be available for those who need to rent. And greater supply, as we know in a market, will reduce prices and help everyone.
So to increase the supply then, you think that the Scottish Government should withdraw the rent cap? Is that one of the ways?
That is, they need to look at everything in the round, and they need to make that realistic depending on market conditions. But actually, probably the biggest thing we need to do is build more housing, because we've seen the population of Edinburgh go up every year pretty much, apart from just post-pandemic, for 20 years. And we need to make sure that housing supply keeps up with that, and the fact that an ageing population has more smaller households. So the days of big families in one house, if your population's growing up, going up, and you've got more smaller households, you need a lot more housing. Yeah.